This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
After 2 years at the helm of Halliburton Highlands Health Services, Veronica Nelson, CEO, is leaving her post to lead Ross Memorial Hospital in Lindsay as CEO there in early September. Canoe FM sat down with Nelson recently to reflect on her tenure at Triple HS. She shared her thoughts on what's been achieved, her fondness for the community, and the hospital's path forward. Here is that discussion. What prompted you to move to Ross Memorial, considering you've been at Triple HS for 2 years?
You know, I spent a long time, I would say almost 25 years at Ross Memorial. And so when the opportunity came to be the CEO, I was really excited to think, you know, this could be it. I'd already been in the interim CEO role prior and thought, well, I think I've really matured and grown a lot thanks to Triple HS and my experiences up here that I think it would be nice to be full circle at Ross.
You certainly got trial by fire coming into Triple HS. What will your new role entail?
Mostly, it will be focused on reintegrating myself and looking to see, you know, what happened the past 2 years while I've been away, and really moving that organization forward, all the while continuing and deepening and strengthening the partnership with Triple HS, because we've had a partnership way back, I think, since 2012. And that's when we really started integrating some of the services that most people don't even realize are integrated, like pharmacy services, like IT and things like that. So really strengthening that and really focus on making the patient's journey much more seamless. As part of the Triple HS master planning for the hospital that I submitted here, one of the questions back from the Ministry of Health was, you know, why haven't you included any conversation or any documents on integrating with Peterborough or integrating with Ross? So I actually reached out at that time to both of those CEOs and had them, you know, pose the question, like, is this in your plans? What are you thinking? And both were, no, it doesn't make sense for either organizations to do this integration, rather to deepen and strengthen the partnerships that we have. And I actually think I'm getting the sense from Ontario Health and the Ministry that integrating isn't always the solution, but rather focusing on making that patient's journey seamless.
What are your proudest achievements at Triple HS? I'm sure there's many.
There really are many. And so, you know, when you think about that, I have to actually think and sit and ponder and pick the best ones. So near and dear to my heart, obviously, is bringing CT and mammography services here. Putting that in place is not just a one and done. It is now going to change the lives of many every day. And I think that is really exciting, and I'm very proud of that. And then I would say, obviously, the master planning that we've done, actually having a future to look forward to, really brings the staff, physicians, and volunteers on board and the community to know that, you know, we're not static. We're actually going to be doing something, and we have something exciting coming up. And, you know, I'm looking out my window today and there's hoarding up because they're renovating for the new x-ray room right now. So seeing all the excitement really keeps the momentum going. And then I think the last thing that really made me proud is the achievement from when the first AGM annual meeting that I hosted was fully virtual. And it was, I think, maybe my second week here, right after I started. That was fully virtual from the one we had last week, where it was hybrid. We had Q&A, we had coffee and tea. The change of the culture in the community, I think, actually surpassed the change in the culture within the organization. And I reported on that. We improved our staff satisfaction by 47%. We're at 75% that are excited and love our organization. So that's an incredible change in 2 years. And, you know, I think you can have all the equipment you want, but you need the people. And the people are what make it.
Are there things that you wish you could have accomplished at Triple HS that you didn't? Are there any, not necessarily regrets, but things that you wish you could have gotten off your desk?
Planning for the future takes so long. I wish that 10-year journey was like 1 year so that we had shovels in the ground building a new place. But, you know, we have to stand in line and we have to do due process and we have to really think about these important changes. So, you know, if anything I would say, it would be wishing that our master planning was further along than what we've brought it, although what we have accomplished is a lot.
What is the process to find the new CEO for Triple HS?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the CEO reports to the board, and it's actually the board's duty to hire. It's one of the only duties they have to hire the CEO. So they have now designated a selection committee, which is a smaller group of the board, and they are working with our procurement purchasing group to hire a recruiter. And so they'll go through the process, select a recruiter, and then they'll work with that recruiter to develop, you know, what does the community need? What does the organization need? Put an organizational profile together and then go out and go through the interview process, find somebody that's fantastic, put them in place, and keep the ball rolling and keep it going. I would say that's about anywhere 3 to 6 month process. So there will be an interim put in place for that duration. And those announcements will be coming out in the coming days.
So let's talk about the community you've worked in for the last 2 years. Tell me about what you'll remember most about Halliburton County, the people, the generosity, the teamwork, the spirit.
I would say the generosity and the way the community actually pulled together in such a short time, raising so much money to put all this technology in place. And with that, really, by changing the culture of the organization and the community, that translated into us being able to hire more staff and physicians. And so it's just like a snowball coming, and it's the right kind of snowball effect that we're having. I think that is phenomenal, and I hope and anticipate that will continue to grow.
So the person that will follow in your footsteps, what would you tell them about Triple HS and the community, and what to keep in mind as helpful hints going forward?
Well, so far I've got 15 pages written up. More to come, but the Coles Notes version is to really trust your team and your board. They're fantastic. The board, as you know, are volunteers. You know, they're donating their time to move this organization forward and to use their skills to really help the CEO in areas where there are questions. So, you know, really rely on the team and the board. I think we've built a solid foundation and we need to keep building on that. I think we've got some momentum. We can't stop. We got to keep it going. And then I would say, keep in touch with the community. You know, having that regular touch point with the community keeps things real and keeps the plans alive and current. And I think that is so important in a small community like this. And then I would say, don't ever stop advocating for Triple HS, because it's a lot of work doing advocating, and I'm talking at the political and ministry levels. We can't be silent, because we have to let them know that we're important. We're here to stay and we're here to grow. Of course, I'm going to miss it, but I'm also just down the road. And because of our alliance, I'm still, you know, connected. And so whoever sits in this chair will just be able to continue partnering and improving what we're already delivering on.
Nelson's last day at Triple HS is September 5th.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.